The Retirement Resource, Episode 19, How to Start Your Grandkids Off on the Right Foot. Welcome to The Retirement Resource, the one place committed to providing the information, resources, and tools you need to navigate the often complex world of retirement planning with confidence and clarity. We're going to discuss both the financial and non-financial aspects of a successful retirement, and we're going to have fun. I'm Bo Henderson, and today we're going to talk about something a little different. We're going to talk about how to start your grandkids off on the right foot financially so that by the time they get to adulthood, they get to retirement, they might be in better shape than we are, or they can avoid possibly many of the pitfalls and mistakes that we've seen as we've gone through our lives. So what are things we can do to help our grandkids get off to a right foot? The first thing that I think is very important that we need to understand, we have to understand, is that we are, in a lot of ways, parents and grandparents are the primary role models for kids financially. And what I mean by that is most of our money beliefs, our patterns, the behaviors we exhibit around money, and even things like money archetypes, how do we interact with money and how does it show up in our lives? And often, how does it sabotage us in our lives? They're established at a very young age from things we hear, things we interpret, things we see from our parents and grandparents. So I think the first thing is just the awareness to know when it comes to how I use money, how I talk about money, do I create a negative energy around that or a negative situation or a negative scenario or a negative feeling behind money that could lead to the idea that money's bad or that maybe somebody only should get things or have attention if they have money. There's a lot of different scenarios that can really, it's kind of funny, right? We can really mess our kids up and not even know it. And that happens sometimes. But I think the thing is, if we're just aware of it, we're the primary role models as grandparents. Grandparents and parents are the primary role models for grandchildren up until the age of around 7 years old. They're watching everything. They're listening to everything. And let's be cognizant and be aware and look for opportunities to maybe say something a little different, knowing that. You know what? Maybe we can teach something about the positives of money. How can money work for you? How can it be used as a tool to accomplish goals and objectives? So just number one, be aware that you're a role model, whether you choose to be or not, when it comes to your grandkids. The second is look for opportunities to create good financial habits early. Are there ways that we can play Monopoly? I remember playing Monopoly with my family when I was young, and it was very fun. Now, it might be older kids than, say, the seven-year-olds, but still, can we play Monopoly? There's cash flow games. Robert Kiyosaki came out with a cash flow games that has both a younger version and a more of an adult, older version that would work. What are ways we can create examples, maybe teach some lessons? Hey, we could even sit down and just show a grandkid how to do a basic register, a checkbook register. I've got $10 and I want to buy this thing for $7, how much I have left and how to record that and write that down and that I can't spend more than the $10 I have. So, or another thing I really love to see are the piggy banks that have multiple compartments where a kid can either, they can take their money that comes in or their income, so to speak, whether it's an allowance or a gift, and they can save a portion of it, they can spend a portion of it, and they can give a portion of it away. And that's a great way to teach kids at a very early point the actual principle and the habit. What happens, I'm afraid, to a lot of us is we wait till we're older, we wait till we're making money, then we wait till we're making more money. Then we say, okay, when my bases are covered and I'm making more money, then I'll work on these habits. I'll save more. I'll do better financial principles and basics. But here's the thing. If we can establish them while the amounts are small, we can instill those while our grandkids are young, it can be a habit that lasts a lifetime. And I've heard many times when a parent or grandparent has taken an initiative to teach their kids or their grandkids about money, about finances, lessons that serve them well. I've heard many times in my office a person say, that's one of the things I'm most thankful for because I've seen many of my friends go through this and that and file bankruptcy, lose houses, struggle a lot more than they had to. So I'm very thankful that my parent or grandparent took the time to teach me financial basics. So look for opportunities, look for ways. It could just be buy a book and go through the book together. And that's really the next piece I had, is look for opportunities to learn together. You know, in a lot of families, money's something that you just don't talk about. And we need to change that, because by not talking about it, our kids and grandkids learn the lessons when life shows them the lessons. And a lot of times we all know life can be a much crueler teacher than we could if we actually took that. So maybe get a book, find a financial book that's age appropriate, and go through it together. And don't use the excuse that no one taught me financial literacy, so I don't really think I'm in the position to teach my kids or my grandkids. Actually use that as an opportunity to learn together. And again, you're going to create not only valuable financial lessons that can last that grandchild the rest of their lives, you're going to create memories, memorable experiences of you two doing those activities together. Are you as a couple doing those activities with your grandkids? So look for opportunities to learn together. What are learning opportunities we can do together that will serve our grandkids well when it comes to financial health? The next one is look for ways, especially with younger grandkids, look for ways to gamify money. You know, anything anymore is on a tablet, on a phone, on a video game. So are there ways that we could create a structure around, hey, if you go and do some chores, earn $10, I'll match $10. And if over the course of the next 6 months, you save $100, then we'll go take this trip to this place you want to go. Or maybe even with siblings, do a little friendly competition, but look for ways to gamify learning about money and talking about money. Because one of the things, and it came up earlier, is we want to take that negative energy off of money and be an example of money being a positive tool that can serve us and help us move towards our goals. And if we can instill that in those kids while they're young, it'll be a habit that serves them. And instead of being what I've talked about, I've seen a lot in my career as a retirement coach, people that just have sabotaging beliefs around money, we could actually flip that, and our grandkids go through life and end up later in life with positive beliefs about money that actually serve them well. So that's my challenge for today. Or what are some ways we could creatively create financial lessons to work with our grandkids? How can we be the best role model and example? Are there things we could say a little different? Are there things that maybe some lessons we could teach? Is there a book we could order, a course we could order and go through together? So look for those opportunities, and you'll find those experiences that you create when you work with the grandkids and create these memories. That's what's truly priceless. That's the legacy that you can leave behind that will live on long beyond you. And think about this. Hopefully, what will happen is the grandkids one day will teach their kids, and they will teach their grandkids one day. And now the legacy has truly broken the cycle, and money is a healthier, better issue that is now serving your family as opposed to being something that's been hard or something you just got to figure out on your own. So just a great conversation. So just look at those ways. How can we help get our grandkids off on the right foot financially? Now, next time I come back on the Retirement Resource, we're going to be talking about credit cards in retirement. Very interesting topic. And how do we use credit? Do we use credit cards, first of all? If so, how do we use credit cards in retirement? We're going to be talking about that and a whole lot more right here on the Retirement Resource.